Hello, and welcome to this week's Roundtable's Word of the Week. I'm John Artman.
我是贺阳，欢迎来到这周的英语词汇小百科板块。这一周我们来聊一聊 Wi-Fi 这个词。
The term Wi-Fi actually was commercially used at least as early as August 2000 and was actually coined by brand consulting firm called Interbrand Corporation.
有人说 Wi-Fi 是 Wireless Fidelity 的简称，请问这是事实吗？
No, actually it's not true. And so Interbrand Corporation was hired by the Wi-Fi Alliance because they needed a name that sounded better than the IEEE 802.11B direct sequence. And so what they did was they made a play on words. They said was that Wi-Fi is the standard for wireless fidelity. The term right now, Wi-Fi, has nothing whatsoever to do with fidelity.
Okay, thanks for that explanation. But why is it called Wi-Fi and not Wi-Fi?
So wireless fidelity. And so again, it's a play on words. Hi-Fi and then Wi-Fi.
I guess you need to know the origin to understand how to pronounce it. 在使用 Wi-Fi 的时候常常我们会提到热点这个词，我们该怎么说呢？
Right, and so in English, that's a hot spot. And basically, it's just a wireless access point that usually you use a router to connect to. And so I think that many of our listeners also understand that a router is just a piece of equipment where you plug it into the internet. A wireless router will broadcast a Wi-Fi signal that you can use to connect your other devices to.
John, 你说的是路由器吧？如果要是来使用移动设备共享互联网连接的方法，请问这个应该怎么说呢？
In English, we call this tethering. And so the idea is that you have a 3G or 4G enabled device that can be a smartphone or a tablet with a 3G connection, and you can turn on something called tethering, and that basically just turns your mobile device into a wireless hotspot. And that's all the time we have, unfortunately, for this week's Word of the Week. Thank you so much for joining us, and don't forget to tune in next time.